This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of wrist arthroscopy from the hand section on orthobullets.com. Wrist arthroscopy plays an important therapeutic and diagnostic role. Indications include TFCC injuries, interosseous ligament injuries, anatomic reduction assistance, for example, in the setting of a distal radius and scaphoid fractures, ulnar carpal impaction, debridement of chondral lesions, removal of loose bodies, synovectomy, excision of dorsal wrist ganglia, assistance in treatment of SNAC and or slack wrist, septic wrist irrigation and debridement, and diagnosis in unexplained mechanical wrist pain. As far as positioning and scope insertion, patient position should be supine and the elbow flexed to 90 degrees. You will also use a traction tower with 10 pounds of traction to the fingers. Landmarks to be aware of include Lister's tubercle, the scaphoid and lunate, the DRUJ, and the ECU. As far as scope insertion, a 2.7mm and 30-degree arthroscope is most common. Moving on to portals, portals are named for their relation to the extensor wrist compartments. They are created with a sharp skin incision followed by hemostat dissection. So now let's go over the radial carpal portals, the midcarpal portals, and the first CMC portals. We'll talk about their location and function, as well as structures at risk. So starting with the radial carpal portals, portal 3-4 is located just distal, or 1 centimeter to Lister's tubercle, between the EPL and EDC. This is established first, and is the primary viewing portal. Structures at risk include the EPL and EDC tendons. Portal 4-5 is located in line with the ring finger metacarpal, between the EDC and EDM. This portal is for instrumentation and visualization of the TFCC. The structures at risk include the EDC and EDM tendons. Portal 6R is located just radial to the ECU tendon. This is a primary adjunct for visualization and instrumentation and is used for ulnar-sided TFCC repairs. The structure at risk is the dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve. Portal 6U is located just ulnar to the ECU tendon. This is the primary adjunct for visualization and instrumentation, and is used for ulnar-sided TFCC repairs. As far as the structure at risk, this is also the dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve. Portal 1-2 is located between the APL and ECRB along the dorsal aspect of the snuffbox. This is not often utilized and provides access to the radial styloid and radial aspect of the joint and is sometimes used for inflow. The structures at risk include the superficial branch of the radial nerve and the radial artery. Moving on to the midcarpal portals, these are necessary for complete carpal visualization, evaluating for wrist instability, and advanced techniques. So the midcarpal portals include the MCR, the MCU, and the STT. The MCR is located 1 centimeter distal to the 3-4 portal along the axis of the radial border of the middle finger metacarpal, between the ECRB and EDC. This allows visualization of the scapholunate, scaphocapitate, and scaphotrapezoid joints. The structures at risk include the ECRB and EDC tendons. The MCU is located 1 centimeter distal to the 4-5 portal along the axis of the ring finger metacarpal, between the EDC and EDM. This also allows for visualization of the lunocapitate, lunotriquetral, and triquetralhamate joints. The structures at risk include the EDC and EDM tendons. Finally, the STT portal is located along the axis of the index finger metacarpal just ulnar to the EPL at the level of the STT joint. This allows for visualization of the scaphotrapezial and scaphotrapezoid joints. The structures at risk include the ECRB and ECRL tendons. And finally, moving on to the first CMC portals, these are 1U and 1R. 1U is located on the ulnar aspect of the EPL at the level of the first CMC joint, or the basal joint. This portal allows for diagnosis of DJD of the first CMC joint and arthroscopic debridement. The structure at risk is the superficial sensory branch of the radial nerve. Finally, portal 1R is located on the radial aspect of the EPL at the level of the thumb CMC joint, just volar to the APL tendon. This allows for diagnosis of DJD of the first CMC joint and arthroscopic debridement. The structure at risk is the superficial sensory branch of the radial nerve. Now, let's talk about rehabilitation after wrist arthroscopy. In the immediate postoperative period, you can place the patient in a cast, a splint, or soft dressing depending on the specific procedures performed. Progression of rehabilitation depends on the specific procedures performed, and as far as return to full activity, the timing also depends on the specific procedures performed. As far as complications, the overall complication rate after wrist arthroscopy is 1 to 2%. Specific complications to know include injury to the dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve, injury to the superficial sensory branch of the radial nerve, injury to the radial artery, extensor tendon injury, chondral injuries, portal site infection, stiffness, and MCP joint pain. The dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve averages 8 millimeters from the 6R portal, and this is at risk with establishment of the 6U and 6R portals. To a lesser extent, the main ulnar nerve and artery are also at risk. When performing a TFCC repair, a small open incision is typically made prior to knot tying to prevent injury to the dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve. As far as the superficial sensory branch of the radial nerve, this averages 16 millimeters from the 3-4 portal. This is at risk during arthroscopy of the basal joint, as 1U and 1R portals are on either side of the first branch of this nerve. The superficial sensory branch of the radial nerve is at risk during placement of the 1-2 portal. Radial artery injury is associated with establishment of the 1-2 portal and is used for arthroscopic radial stylodectomy. The dorsal branch of the radial artery is at risk with CMC portals. As far as extensor tendon injury, this is most commonly the EPL and EDM due to improper portal placement. Chondral injuries are iatrogenic from scope or instrument placement. And finally, as far as MCP joint pain, this is typically caused by over-distraction. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, when performing wrist arthroscopy, nerve injury may occur during portal placement. Which of the following combinations incorrectly pairs the portal and the nerve at risk? 1U and the superficial sensory branch of the radial nerve, 2-1-2 and the superficial sensory branch of the radial nerve, 3-4-5 and the dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve, 4-6U and the dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve, and 5-6R and the dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve. The correct answer to this question is 3-4-5 and the dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve. So the dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve is not at risk during the establishment of the 4-5 portal. To quickly review, complications of wrist arthroscopy occur in 1 to 2% of patients. The superficial sensory branch of the radial nerve is located 16 millimeters from the 3-4 portal and may be injured during placement of the 1-2, 1-U, and 1-R portals. The dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve is located 8 millimeters from the 6-R portal and may be injured during placement of the 6-U and 6-R portals. Shyamalan et al. Performed a cadaveric study and systematic review of the structures at risk during wrist arthroscopy. They found that the dorsal sensory branch of the ulnar nerve was found to be at risk by performing the 6U, 6R, and ulnar midcarpal, or MCU, portals, the sensory branch of the radial nerve by the 1-2 and 3-4 portals, and the posterior interosseous nerve by the 3-4 and 4-5 portals. Longo et al. Performed a study to determine the safety of the dorsal wrist arthroscopy portals using MRI. They found that the 1-2 and 6-U portals likely increase the risk of neurovascular damage because of their proximity to neurovascular structures. The 3-4 and 4-5 portals, on the other hand, are the farthest away from the neurovascular structures and likely reduce the risk of damage to neurovascular structures. Moving on to the next question. A 22-year-old man presents with pain and hyperesthesias in the dorsal radial wrist and thumb 6 months after undergoing wrist arthroscopy for an acute wrist injury. Placement of which of the following portals is likely responsible for his symptoms? And the choices are 1-6U, 2-6R, 3-1-2, 4-MCU, and 5-4-5. The correct answer to this question is 3-1-2. So the 1-2 wrist arthroscopy portal is the only portal listed that places the superficial branch of the radial nerve at risk. To quickly review, wrist arthroscopy plays an important diagnostic and therapeutic role in injuries about the wrist, but carries a 2% complication rate. The 1-2 portal is placed between the ECRB and APL. Care must be taken when accessing this portal due to reported injuries to the superficial branch of the radial nerve, as well as the radial artery. Killick et al. Dissected 6 cadavers to determine the course of the superficial branch of the radial nerve. They found that it was 0.9 millimeters from the 1-2 portal at its closest, and that care should be taken when creating this portal, given frequent variations in course. Auerbach et al. Dissected 20 cadavers to determine the course of the superficial branch of the radial nerve. In all specimens, the nerve arose between the brachioradialis and ECRL, approximately 8 centimeters proximal to the radial styloid. On average, 5.8 branches of the superficial branch of the radial nerve crossed the wrist joint. They found some variability within the course and urged surgeons to be respectful of the nerve during dissection. Trifonidis et al. Performed a cadaveric study to determine the anatomic relation of dorsal wrist arthroscopy portals and superficial nerves. They found that the 1-2 portal was only 1.82 millimeters from the superficial branch of the radial nerve. Compared to the 3-4 portal, 4-5 portal, 6-U portal, and mid-carpal portal, the 1-2 portal was the closest in proximity to any sensory nerve. And moving on to the final question, which of the following structures cannot be seen during standard radiocarpal arthroscopy? And the choices are 1, scapholunate ligament, 2, lunotriquetral ligament, 3, radioscaphocapitate ligament, 4, extensor carpi ulnaris tendon, and 5, superficial insertion of the triangular fibrocartilage complex. The correct answer to this question is 4, extensor carpi ulnaris tendon. So the extensor carpi ulnaris tendon is located in extra-articular position and as such cannot be seen during arthroscopy. Wrist arthroscopy is a useful technique for evaluation and treatment of radiocarpal and midcarpal maladies. During standard radiocarpal arthroscopy, the scapholunate and lunotriquetral ligaments can be easily visualized. The superficial TFCC is seen overlying the ulnar head. Volarly, the radioscaphocapitate ligament can be seen as a discrete band of the capsule. That's all for this review about wrist arthroscopy. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.